Blog Talk Hi, everybody. Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Be Well and Live Well with Lisa. Today, I want to share with you the 5 lifestyle tweaks for women over 50. I am a health and wellness lifestyle guru and just super passionate about creating a healthy lifestyle and developing wellness and being our best selves. So today, I want to share with you these 5 tips that I think every woman over 50 should know. So first off, we just have to understand that when we talk about making lifestyle tweaks, it is a journey. It is a process. And sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming if we try to jump in head first and, you know, change many things all at once. So we just want to understand that it's a process and take it slow, and that we have to resolve to the fact that it's an evolution, right? It took us time to get here, and it's going to take us time to get better. So lifestyle changes are processes that can take time and require support. Once you're ready to make a change, the difficult part can be the committing and remaining consistent. So you want to make sure that you carefully plan. Set micro goals for yourself and celebrate milestones along the way. Oftentimes, we want to rush to the end result and we don't enjoy the journey. And so we want to make sure that you set these little mini celebrations for yourself. That means, you know, maybe if I get to achieve a certain goal, maybe I'm going to go get a facial today. Whatever makes you feel good, that's what you need to do. And then one of the things that I know that is pretty interesting is these steps, though, are simple in a way if we just completely dial into them. So step number one, define what optimal well-being means to you. If that means, you know, I need to cut out sugar or decrease my coffee intake by 1 cup of coffee every day, whatever that is, you might need to write it down or create a visual image of it so you commit to it. In a recent article on Oprah.com, and you've even heard expert Arianna Huffington talk about just sleep. Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep is vital to your wellness. So if you know that you tend to shortchange yourself on sleep, then plan for how you're going to get the required 7 or 8 hours of sleep in your day. Creating a weekly meal plan is a great way to stay on target with your calorie intake. Very Well Fit has done a great job with putting out a 1-week healthy and balanced meal plan example. And so I encourage you, though, to explore new foods. Cooking websites are a great place to go get new information. So you want to mix it all up so your meals don't become boring or stagnant, that it's easier for you now to stick with your plan because you're excited about what you're doing. And then step number 3, find a tribe of wellness experts that need to teach you and challenge you towards your well-being journey. And again, you heard me mention Very Well Fit. It's a great site, and they recently released a list of 26 influential women in wellness who are shaking up the scene. And one of the experts on the list, again, is Arianna Huffington. And then the CEO of an author, Rachel Hollis, who is a wellness author and podcaster. And they're always sharing these tips and tricks along the way to help you maintain your wellness. So I would put them on your radar and tune in to their podcasts and read their articles often. Step number 4, managing your stress. Well, I know you're probably saying that can be easier said than done, and sure it is. However, to ensure that you have a healthy mindset and avoid stress-related eating is the key. What it all comes down to is learning how to positively react to emotional or mental stress that you might incur, and how do you manage it? To just manage it every day in your life, right, will help you in the, towards those steps of your wellness. And step number five, developing a growth mindset. This will help you to embrace your journey and embrace where you are right now. When you're approaching this new lifestyle, you might be prompted to create all this negative talk in your head. It's easy, right? We've all done it. The voice might say something to you like, are you sure you can do it? Or what if you fail? So I encourage you to take back your power and develop a growth mindset. And from that voice, talk to yourself and say, if I don't try, I automatically fail. Making these changes that you want takes time and commitment, but you can do it. Just remember that no one's perfect. If you have an occasional relapse, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. But just get back on your plan. And just know when you eat a brownie or you skip the gym that day, it's okay. Don't give up. Minor missteps on the road to your journey and in, towards your goals are normal. But just resolve to recover and get back on track right away. So I want to open this up for any questions. Anyone have any questions for me? So if anybody's saying something, I hear nothing.
Hear me now?
I can hear you on my laptop, but I couldn't hear you on the phone.
Yeah, but you gotta click on the little red microphone off of the headset.
I'm not on the microphone on the headset. I'm actually on the handset of my phone. There we go.
Okay. Now can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, caller. How are you? How can I help?
I'm good. This is Jennifer. It sounds like what you mainly focus on is helping women over 50 lose weight. Is that what your focus is on?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think the biggest thing for us over 50 is that we tend to think that there's no way to make these lifestyle tweaks, right? But there is. It just is a matter of, you know, creating this plan, start simple, be easy on yourself. If it's, you know, one thing you want to tweak this week and get that under your belt and, you know, develop a habit around that one thing and then moving to, you know, maybe the next thing. So, you know, if from like for me, I love soda and I used to drink soda a couple times a day. It just somehow or another made life all right for me. However, the moment I realized that soda wasn't good for me, then I started to see some weight loss. And that's what worked for me. So, you know, really dig into kind of what your challenges might be and developing a plan around how to create more a better wellness plan for yourself.
Okay. So do you have other programs that do that? Because right now it all seems to be focused on food. I know you mentioned something about mindset and stuff like that, like trying new things or focusing. You know, 50 kids are grown out of the house, so the focus is more on me and not on my kids. Do you have stuff to help with that?
Sure. You know, again, I think digging into and connecting with wellness experts, you know, you will hear people like, you know, you'll hear Rachel Hollis, you'll hear Arianna Huffington that I mentioned, and so many of these other experts too, who will speak to you about some specific challenges, right? So whatever your challenge might be, maybe it's exercise. You know, for me, for a long time, it was exercise. I just never committed myself to doing it, right? I would make excuses for it, find a way out of it. But then the moment I started to get serious and committed, so I would tell myself, let me look at my calendar in advance while I'm planning out my plan. Say Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday works well for me. So every day I can commit and hold myself accountable to 7 o'clock exercise, 7 a.m. for 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Hi, this is Desiree. How are you?
Hi, Desiree. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So a lot of people have problems with accountability, keeping, you know, just being accountable. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Oh, yeah, I do. So one of the things that worked for me is what the show is titled and what we're talking about is I created a mantra for myself called and Live With. And everything that I did, I would remind myself that mantra. And if it supports or aligns to be with live well, then I realized at the moment I needed to make a lifestyle change. So a mantra worked well for me. You know, maybe it's putting something on your phone as a calendar reminder that today you're going to make this change or you commit it to this thing right along the wellness journey. Whatever you think you need, maybe an accountability partner that works. For me, it was my husband who worked out with me often. And so, you know, anytime I felt like maybe I needed a little extra support, he was always around to offer it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Malika. I'm actually in my 30s, but I've just recently gotten into fitness and eating right. And you mentioned having different meals so it doesn't get kind of boring. And that's what the stage I'm at because I pretty much eat the same thing throughout the week. And it kind of gets a little discouraging to eat healthy when you're kind of eating the same thing. So do you have any, like, websites or places I can go and get meal ideas for a single person?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, one of the things is you just kind of have to be open to trying new foods, right? So maybe this week you go out to vegetarian.com and look and see what they're cooking out there. You know, foodnetwork.com, they have some healthy eating menus and recipes out there. So, you know, just say, you know, maybe you decide that you're going to try something new. Maybe, you know, you're going to try, you know, a meatless night. Where you're going to go vegan that day for dinner, and what does that look like? And creating a menu for yourself, but what's really going to help is meal planning. You know, I plan my grocery shopping around a meal, so I know on Tuesday I'm going to eat this, and Monday through Friday, here's my menu. And that's what I shop and go to the grocery store. That's how I create my meal plan week. So that way I stay a couple of times going to eat, and then gives you an option to really open up the creativity and think about what, you know, what you try this week that would be new and keep you interested in food. Be healthy for you too, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, you have 45 seconds.
More questions?
I have a question.
Thank you all.
Can you hear me?
Oh, go right ahead. Sure, yes. Go right ahead.
So what do you recommend someone with to start if they were to try and start implementing what you're talking about? Like, if I can just do one thing, what would you recommend?
One thing. I'd say start by looking at really what your wellness goals are. Because you can't a plan without knowing where you are today, where you want to be. And so the gap, right, is one of those steps in between are the things I need to put in place for myself that will help me get to my goal. But you need to figure out what the goal is. So So is your goal losing 20 pounds? Is the goal that maybe you want to make changes because of anything you have upcoming? But that wealth plan, that goal needs to be for yourself, and then you can start creating.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great questions. I appreciate you all for joining today. Just want to encourage you as you go up on your wellness journey to think about these five lifestyle tweaks. If you want to reach me and connect further with me, the great way to do that is to go to my website, The Honey, and all of the health and wellness products that we also sell there that I think are great for you to progress through your journey. And always, I encourage you to be well and live well.